With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court for access to Social Security information on millions of Americans. Correspondent Donna Warder has the story.
The administration filed an emergency appeal after a judge in Maryland blocked the Department of Government Efficiency from Social Security systems, but allowed staffers to access information that was redacted or stripped of anything personally identifiable. The government argues that the DOGE team needs access to Social Security systems to target waste in the federal government and that restrictions disrupt DOGE's urgent work. An appeals court majority refused to lift that block. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Trump has scheduled new trade talks with the brand new Canadian Prime Minister.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says he will meet Tuesday at the White House with President Trump. Carney says Canadians elected a new government to stand up to President Trump.
Our old relationship, based on steadily increasing integration, is over.
Canada is one of the many targets of the president's tariffs.
Why are we subsidizing Canada $200 billion a year?
Carney's expectations?
Constructive discussions.
President Trump has spoken repeatedly about making Canada part of the U.S. The president mocked Carney's predecessor, Justin Trudeau, by calling him Governor Trudeau. He hasn't trolled Carney. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Army has confirmed there will be a military parade on President Trump's birthday in June. As part of the celebration around the service's 250th birthday, plans for the parade call for about 6,600 soldiers to march from Arlington, Virginia to the National Mall, along with 150 vehicles and about 50 helicopters. The United States has given initial approval to sell $3.5 billion worth of air-to-air missiles for Saudi Arabia's fighter jets as President Trump's plan to visit the kingdom soon. IBM has dumped DEI. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Add the giant tech company to the growing list of major firms that have decided to end diversity, equity, and inclusion programs under pressure from customers. Critics of DEI say it promotes transgenderism and other aspects of the LGBT agenda, amongst other things. President Trump is also campaigning against DEI, vowing to purge the federal government of such programs. IBM is following in the footsteps of Pepsi, MasterCard, and Johnson & Johnson. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Ohio Supreme Court has reinstated a law banning sex change operations on children. The measure also bars males from competing on women's sports teams. The High Court's 4-3 decision reverses a lower court ruling in March that blocked the 2023 legislation from taking effect. The decision marks a victory for Republican Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. A desperate humanitarian situation in Gaza is growing more dire, with civilians caught in the crossfire of the conflict between Israel and Hamas, with the terrorist group steadfastly refusing to release the captives it's been holding for a long time.
Already, the UN's World Food Programme and the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees say they've run out of food. The few dozen remaining community kitchens say they'll be forced to close within 2 weeks. Israel blocked all deliveries to Gaza, including food, fuel and medicines, on the 2nd of March, days before a ceasefire was shattered as it restarted its military offensive. Both steps, Israel said, were meant to put pressure on Hamas to release the hostages it's still holding. The UN has repeatedly warned of a humanitarian catastrophe. Recent days have seen increased looting and breakdowns in public order.
That's the BBC's Yolanda Nell reporting from Jerusalem. You'll find more on these stories plus breaking news at srnnews.com.